homeless and in desperate need of help. 36 villages in eastern Sudan have been inundated by water, and the threat from floods isn't over yet. The torrential rains began more than 5 weeks ago. El Gash, a seasonal river near the city of Kassala, has reached unprecedented levels and threatens to spill into surrounding areas.
El Gash flooding is our biggest problem. We've been asking for a bridge to be built in this area since 2017, but authorities never responded to our demands.
Local authorities say several people have lost their lives in this area so far. 15,000 homes have been completely or partly damaged. Swathes of agricultural land have been destroyed. Thousands of families have lost their livelihoods.
It continues to rain and people have lost their homes. Now they need shelters, mosquito nets, insecticides.
Kassala authorities are appealing for humanitarian help.
The people who have been affected were already among the poorest in this area, so we would like to ask good-hearted people and organizations to intervene and bring more help.
Several countries, including Qatar and Saudi Arabia, have already responded. Large shipments of aid have been sent by air and are being distributed, but logistics issues are delaying the operation. Many of the affected areas are remote and have been impossible to reach because the roads have been cut off by floods. 14 states across Sudan need immediate help. The deadly floods have caused extensive damage to property, especially in the states of Kordofan, Darfur, Al Jazeera, and White Nile. With a few more weeks of the wet season remaining, fears are mounting that the situation for those already affected might go from bad to worse. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.